Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Bringing Christ to your home. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntle ga melwane ya yona.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith, and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
Amen. Uzwile lo myalezo, myalezo obalulekile kakhulu. Ya njengoba uyingxenye yalomdeni, siyathanda ke ukuthi siphinde si supportane, siyathanda ukuthi ke usize, sikwazi ukuthi ke sinikele kulabo abanedingo. Kungaba impahla yokugqoka, kungaba ukudla okungaboli, sikhuluma lapho ngabo ma maybe a tin of fish, tin of beans, izinto ezifana nalezo, abomafutha, you know. Ngoba baningi abantu ukuthi bayadinga abazalwane banezidingo kwalokho konke noma ingubo yokugqoka singathanda ke ukuthi usize sisimongi zama ukuthola ukuthi imike yakho iyiphi la ngoba ngiwavulile but ngisa struggle ukuthi ngikuthole.
So bona sisibathe, can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, ngizobona mesiloko nje siqhubeka sikhuluma. Yeah, uzwile lo myalezo and wathi Henke kitsibile gore you are coming. I know gore no tlotla le something.
No, it's never too late. Esthanda Sam will bring something. I was listening.
Yeah.
And I've already intentionally decided, even, you know, that I will sort something out and yes, will continue to serve in that regard.
Okay. Oh, on Saturday, I agree with Bona Queen's Corner.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Saturday, re tla be re le ko Queen's Corner. Bona ke le betse gore re kene live. Ai, hoetse keng mara. Go tsagalang mo. Yes. On Saturday, re tla be re le ka mo Queen's Corner. Queenswood Corner. Yeah, ba bitsa yalo Queen's Corner. Ke re wa bona.
Mhm.
Mo Soutpan. Yes. So if you around, o ka betsa around and then wa re dropela tsona.
All right, no problem. Or we'll bring them to the studio.
To the studio, yes. And if we go there, mhlambe le ko Durban, uthi yo ngiyathanda ukuthi ngingisize nami. iKorea ikhona, you can use Pudo, you can use it's ingabizi ngamagama ngoba zothi ngiya advertise manje. Yes, ungasebenzisa iKorea ukuthumela ukuzithumela lezo zinto. Ungayithumela ke ku 42 Jacoba Street, Kilner Park. Pretoria, yes, ungayithumela lapho yone address ongayisebenzisa for uKorea. Hey, isikhathi sethu sihambile, Muruti Benji utlo re sharp sis mo. Rinka nako ya hype phela manje ngoba sesingena kuye. Yeah, but ke uzosixolela. So today usiphatheleni.
Ngiyabonga sesibahle, ngiqale ngokubingelela ngokukhethekile uMam Dina Litageng. She's with me in the studio from Cornerstone Wisdom Center. She's a worshipper, acknowledge her. Ngibingelele balaleli emakhaya egameni lika Jesu.
Amen.
Yes, sesibahle, on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, I would also like to encourage umlaleli wherever she's listening or he's listening akhona khona with a word from the book of Proverbs chapter number 3 verse number 5 and 6. Very common scriptures, people can recite them and just say them from their deep sleep, but the question is, have you ever reflected and thought through what does it mean to trust God? You know, especially I've noticed with a biggest concern that a lot of people put their trust in their own strength, and their own strength fails them. They come back and blame it on God. But today I just want to encourage somebody that, you know, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with the whole of your heart. The word trust means to believe in the ability, to have conviction in the ability of of someone or something. And in this case, we're saying trust in and have full conviction that God will come through for you. God will do what he has promised in his word. You know, kuthemba uNkulunkulu kumnandi mazinto zihamba kahle. But la ufanele ubone kahle ukuthi you really trust God is when things are not going so smooth and so well. It's then that you can test how much you trust God. And you know, in the mnandi ngokumthemba uNkulunkulu is that after every victory, you've got a testimony. We'll be listening to a man of God talking about his book, how he conquered his desert and many other things. But, you know, you have to go through something for you to have a testimony to tell people about who God is in your life. It's one thing to talk about uNkulunkulu omuhle wa se radio pulpit, but it's another thing to talk about God that you have seen and experienced in your life. It's when we talk about personal encounters with God. And once you have one encounter, it propels you to need more encounters with him. Ungamthemba uNkulunkulu unekhanda, uphethe ikhanda, akupholisa. Next time when they tell you ukuthi ngathi sibona icancer, you're even able to rebuke it. You're able to say, I will be healed. You're even able to say to every mountain that seeks to put me down, I know this God that is able to heal. I know this God who is able to provide. I know this God who is able to open the Red Sea of my own life and swallow the Egyptians that are following me. God did not only open the Red Sea. He swallowed the Egyptians that were pursuing the children of Israel. Quite often we focus on the dry land, the dry sea, but we forget to remember that the sea swallowed those who are pursuing Banaba Mudim. I'm not encouraging anyone to start praying dangerous prayer and say, God swallow them. You know, just do what is right. The eventuality will happen. But I want to focus on trusting God. When you trust God, it's like, you know, the situation is asking you to question him. The situation is asking you to say, but where art thou, O God? And you say, he's God at his throne. And I will not change my confession of who he is in my life because the situation it's making me to encounter some pain. And we're not even encouraging to crop out the pain. You know how unka pictures is badly. How sabatur batwabone the other sides of the picture, you just crop the picture. You know, we're not asking you to crop the pain. We are saying expose this pain to who God is and you will see God. Bible, do not lean on your own understanding. Verse number 6, it says, in all ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. You know, this morning as I was meditating upon God's word, gufiga his ways are greater and higher than our ways. That's why even in the common, Book of Chronicles that everybody likes to quote to say, turn away from your wicked ways. There is a portion that we leave out where it's the Bible says, turn away from your ways. You know, kunendlela ezenze izinto ngayo njengabantu, kunendlela uNkulunkulu ayenze izinto njengoNkulunkulu. And he is sovereign, he is high above our thinking and our thoughts. If today sitting here says, but ngakutshela ukuthi you're going to be our next president in 10 years to come, you'll probably laugh like Sarah laughed. And many of us, when we are told these big words, who God says we are, we laugh and say, hello, Muriana Kaba Mureri. I mean, hello. Everybody who know me from my boarding school days, they will tell you before Tony Jean was in fashion. Omuriana bekagqoka amathonjin. Today she's called woman of God. She's called all this thing because God was packaging something beautiful about her. You know, especially if you look at, you know, I love the heroes of faith and I'll always quote them. If you look at the genealogy of Jesus in Matthew chapter number 1, it mentioned three women there. Tamar, the one who was raped. Bathsheba, the one who slept with somebody and left her husband. Thirdly, it mentions Rahab the harlot, Rahab the prostitute. You go to the heroes of faith, it again mentions Rahab. Mm. And you know what is encouraging is that if you look at the book of Hebrews chapter number 11, where it speaks about the heroes of faith, it says they did not receive all the promises in verse number 16, yes. But God was pleased to be called their God. Mm. You know, sometimes you pray for things they don't happen, but can you pursue God so that he is pleased to be called your God?
Mm.
You know, it's one thing to tell people, it's one thing to tell God can provide a shelter and a house and a car and all these promotions that we seek for, but can God be pleased to be called your God even when he does not provide for you?
Yes.
And this afternoon, I'd like to say, Mtembe, Mtembe, nanoma simo singavumi mthembe nanoma kunemibuzo eminingi mthembe nanoma kunokuhlokolozo okuthize from the external forces mthembe uyathemba kaspedi iri you are rebiditseng motshepagetse asimotlhanogela ntula gagwe he does not repent from his word you can call him and say father your word says you know I remember recently I was going through things and somebody said it's okay just understand just give up don't introduce foreign system into my life I trust God until God comes through and say it's okay not when man says it's okay but when God says it's okay and because I rejected that it's okay lebala it's you know and God came through I'll testify about it it's premature now but when I saw the hand of God I was ready to testify to the very same person who said give up kare ungangifundisi ukugive up kuNkulunkulu lokho angithembise kona uzokufeza ungavumi imizalwane bakufundisa nokuthi hayi you know salomukela ukuthi simo sinje and I'm not going against psychology I'm going against people introducing us to foreign beliefs and systems that makes us not to trust God when we are faced with the Red Seas of our lives. Let me close this battle with Psalm 126 verse number 1. Kerata sesibathle. When the Lord brought them back from captivity of Zion, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion rather, we were like those who were dreaming. You know, utlobaletetile lengwe utlobelela wa roka re ke a lora.
Yeah.
Lufuno dagada sings about it and say asimuloro. Asimuloro is not a dream, it's God's hand of grace that will come through in that situation and turn things around. One day you'll be like you are dreaming. Utsana into that house with the air conditioner. One day it'll be like a dream waking up and people say agasa hambi. But my nerves waka yenza njanjani. Cause bantu bamnandi mabase bachaza i complication yakho. Mara bancane labafika bakhulume ngokuthi uNkulunkulu angayenzani kuleso simo. It will be like a dream sesiba. It will be like a dream laleli uhlele ekhaya one day looking at your son walking in dressed like a proper man of God, dressed like a proper child of God, dressed and looking and smelling good and say the Lord has brought me back from captivity of life, from the wildernesses of life, from the environment that was squeezing life out of me, God has brought me back. May this dream come true in your lifetime. Laleli la khona khona. Be encouraged, mzali. Be encouraged, a young person. Be encouraged, somebody who's been looking for a job. Be encouraged, somebody who's been sitting in a hospital. Be encouraged. God loves you, and just continue to trust in the Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Yo, sis mo, in a month ngempela uyazi. Ngibusiswa ila usho khona ukuthi akukhathazekile ukuthi isimo sibi kanjani uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi angenelele nanoma wena uyibona intaba ngathi inkulu uyitshela ukuthi mara ngizogibela kanjani ngiyengale uNkulunkulu yena uthi angayigudluza within a second
bona just like that he is God
yes
not a son of man
amen
he does not lie he watches over his word to perform it
sina kumele nje simethembe
sihlale thembeni
amen utholakala kanjani sis momo ngiyakho la emoyeni
uyatholakala ku Facebook Moriana Khari Moriana abaningi bathi Mariana angisimlungu umpedi ke mopedi wakutshela
Moriana
Khari
yes
ku Facebook liko Instagram
yeah
ku WhatsApp 082 3939598 and God bless you balaleli bless you sesibahle
amen
and God bless you
sizoyivala next week sizoyivala with a bang I guess
bona ramutsapa mudimo
amen sesimo ithingi kuphelezele la ngalomhlabelelo ka Pascal yev uthi faithful siyaxolisa kulabo abalaleli ku radio nyabona kunomuntu ofaka i message lana uthi radio pulpit why are you off air asiko off air ngathi kune problem kulabo abalalele ku AM 657 so you can just switch ungene ku ulalela online ungalalela ku radio pulpit jikelele ungalalela ku yabona kubale kanjani sisimo ukuthi abantu ba download i radio pulpit app on their phones
kubalulekile sesibathi sina we were able to listen because we downloaded the app and it's very easy to just get in there and enjoy the word of God
yes so siyaxolisa kakhulu ukuthi uma ulalele ku Google AM asithola kali lapho ungangena ku DSTV ungangena na ku Open View ya wonke ama platform bazalwane asikho kuphela ku AM 657 okay nangu mama lana uthi noma isimo sinjani simethembile yena sisize moya oyincwele siyabonga sisimo
amen sisize moya oyincwele
amen asimphelezele bese ke siyahamba siyalapha yako Pastor Benji Mutlung njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi sizohlala naye ngalaku after 3 si senza ibook review ubhale incwadi ithi I conquered my desert.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM bringing the word of God to you. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.